Chapter 1. Jameson. I watched as patrons entered and left the Silky Spur. Being line dancing night at the local bar set at the edge of town, the place was hopping. Unlike everyone else headed in with fun in mind, I fought it. No, I fought myself because she was in there, and I was ignoring my dick as it rested down the inside of my thigh, painfully hard and not a chance of it going down. If I listened to what that head wanted, I'd be balls deep in her by now. But I didn't live by what my dick wanted. I wasn't 19 anymore. Until now. Until her. I'd seen her go inside with Seamus and Patrick and a few others from the ranch over an hour ago. Yeah, I was stalking her. But she needed someone to watch out for her. To protect her. Compared to some of the women in tiny little shorts that barely covered their ass cheeks and skimpy tops, she was modestly dressed in a jean skirt, cowboy boots, and a western shirt. It didn't matter if she wore that or a burlap sack. I could envision every inch of her body underneath, a petite, voluptuous package. It only mattered that no one else saw all that perfection. I squeezed the steering wheel, knuckles going white, knowing I'd beat the shit out of any guy who laid a finger on her. Except Boone. I wanted to watch him put his hands all over her. Fuck. I sat out in the parking lot doing jack shit. It had been 3 days since I first laid eyes on Penelope Vandervilk, the second steel daughter and heiress to arrive in Montana, and since then I'd thought of nothing but her. Her long blonde hair, how tiny she was, the top of her head sure as shit didn't come up to my shoulder, her blue eyes, and those tits and ass. For someone so petite, she had more curves than a road through the mountains. No doubt those lush mounds would overflow my palms and her hips. They'd be perfect to grip and hold as I fucked her from behind. I groaned inside the confines of the truck cab. I wanted her with a desperation I'd never known. I'd seen the way Cord Connolly and Riley Townsend had fallen hard and fast for Katie Parks. While I hadn't laughed at the suddenness, the intensity of their connection, I'd certainly doubted it would ever happen to me. I'd been so fucking wrong. Hell, they'd be laughing at me right now if they knew what I was doing. Again, jack shit with a dick as hard as a steel beam. I wanted Penelope. My dick and my heart would have no one else. I didn't see other women now. Too tall, too thin, too whatever. It didn't matter. They weren't her. The worst part? She was 22. Jesus, I was 16 years older. 16. Enough to know better than to get her all dirty. And what I wanted to do to her would make her filthy. I should leave her the fuck alone, to let her find a boy her own age. Yeah, boy. No kid knew his way around a pussy with any kind of skill. She'd be missing out on what Boone and I could give her, what she deserved. And yet I knew it was wrong. That was why she was in the Silky Spur with Patrick and Seamus. They were still in college, born in the same fucking decade. So were the other ranch hands she was with. They'd invited her to go dancing with them. A group of guys using each other to get closer to her. And yet the thought of one of them touching her, hell, even thinking about getting between those luscious thighs, made me see fucking red. Boone and I were the ones who would see those pert tits, to suck on her nipples, to taste all that silky sweet honey right from the source, to hear her scream our names as she came, as she milked my dick and pulled every drop of cum from my balls. Fuck yes. And when she drained me dry, I'd watch her take her turn with Boone because one hard dick wouldn't be enough for her. Come morning, she'd not be able to walk properly and she wouldn't remember her own name. And that was why I was here. I'd held off enough. My dick said go get her, my mind said hands off. Until now. I should have been given a fucking medal for holding off as long as I had. 3 days was fucking torture. No more. The very thought of her dancing and wiggling that perfect ass in front of other men toppled the last of my resolve. I'd been waiting for the one to come along. 38 years. This wasn't a one-night stand. This wasn't an itch that needed to be scratched. No, this was the real deal. I wanted Penelope. Forever. And I was going to have her. Decision made, I grabbed my cell. Called Boone. I give up. That was all I said, but he knew exactly what I meant. About fucking time you got your head out of your ass. My dick is sick and tired of my fist.